Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to all our listeners out there. This is America's Great Loop Cruisers Association weekly blog radio segment. Steve is with us. Steve is a co-owner and the techie guy, and I am the director of America's Great Loop. I'd like to specially mention and thank our Admiral sponsors, Curtis Stokes and Associates, Dog River Marina and Boat Works, Dozier's Regatta Point Yachting Center, Dozier's Waterway Guides and Magazine, and Skipper Bob Publications. For those non-members out there listening to the show, the Great Loop is the continuous waterway that includes the eastern portion of North America, which encompasses the Atlantic and Gulf Intracoastal waterways, the Great Lakes, the Canadian Heritage Canals, and the inland rivers of America's heartland. AGLCA, as we call ourselves, is an organization of people who share a sense of adventure and curiosity about the loop. Our primary purpose is to get you information and enhance the overall experience. Our website is www.greatloop.org. There's loads of free stuff and loads of information for members. We'd love for you to join, and if you have any questions, you can just contact me, and I'll be happy to answer them. We should have an interesting show today. Our guest hosts are Nathan Kramer. He's an AGLCA member and captain of a 25-foot sailing boat, Elise. And with us also is Roger Turner, AGLCA sponsor and owner of Turner Marine Supply in Mobile. Nathan chose to do his own stepping and de-stepping. Turner Marine offers that service to cruisers coming down the inland river system. If anyone has questions during the show, we encourage you to call in. The toll-free number is 877-497-1815. Okay, let's welcome our gentlemen. Nathan, Roger, thank you. Thank you for coming.
Good morning. Thank you for the invite.
No problem. We're going to start with Nathan this morning. Nathan, tell us the kind of research you did into stepping and de-stepping your mast.
Sure. Well, our first experience was coming off of Lake Michigan right after we purchased the boat and then heading down the river system. So for us, it wasn't really a question of whether to unstep or step, because obviously with the bridge clearance in Chicago, you're limited to 17 or 19 feet anyway. So pretty
sure.
Much any sailing vessel, even ours, you know, at our kind of diminutive size, is a necessary requirement. Because we're in a unique situation, we're a much smaller boat than some of the boats doing the loop. We had the option of doing it ourselves, and our boat has a hinged mast, so it really wasn't too big of an effort. Our mast is about 30 feet long, weighs somewhere just shy of 100 pounds. And it's not that big, but it's still very awkward. So even for a couple of us, getting it up and down was a challenge to do manually. If you want to do it yourself and your mast is slightly bigger, there are additional tools like gin poles and A-frames that may make it possible. But for much bigger boats than ours, you're probably better off hiring a service like Turner Marine.
Really? And how many people did it take to do?
We had two of us to bring it down. And then on the way back up, there were four of us. Two
really?
Of whom were actually professional riggers. We were pretty comfortable getting it down. Again, it's on a hinge. It wasn't too difficult. You loosen the stays, and we were able to just kind of lower it relatively easily. There were some noises. There was some clanging around, but no harm was done. But after that experience, and given the fact that coming back up, do all the rigging and make sure everything is in tune, we wanted to make sure we had somebody who really knew what they were doing.
And you were able to find friends, or did you hire people? How did you handle that?
We chose to put the mast back up in Alton, just outside of St. Louis, and we got hooked up after a bunch of phone calls with St. Louis Paddle and Sail. And they're a hunter dealer and rigging expert. So they sent two guys out, and they helped us get the mast back up, get everything in tune. They actually did an inspection of the mast for us as well, because that had not been done at the time of survey. So it was really good to have everything kind of safe and secure and feel confident in that.
Now, you didn't ship your mast. You kept it aboard, correct?
forward.
We did keep it up forward. Our boat's only 25 feet. Our mast was 30 feet. We didn't have a lot of overhangs. We have up on the pulpit, there's a small crutch that the mast sits in naturally, and then it rests on our push pit in the back, and we secured it well. For boats that have very large masts, I can't imagine dealing with an overhang more than the 4 or 5 feet that we had on our boat. It would make it really harrowing, I think, going through some of the locks and, you know, access at marinas and that sort of thing.
Were there any scary moments?
In terms of the stepping and unstepping, it was definitely nerve-wracking going up and down. Once we had it secured to the boat, there really weren't any scary moments. I didn't find it too much in the way. It was certainly an inconvenience, but I don't think it was that big a safety issue or anything like that for us personally.
You didn't single hand, did you?
No. My girlfriend Joanne and I have done this trip in its entirety together. So I always had
And what were her feelings about stepping the mast?
I think she was as nervous about it going into it as I was, but I've got to volunteer to do it the next time we have to do it.
Uh-huh. You do it again yourself?
Say again?
You would do it again yourself?
I think so, especially coming down. I think that's the simplest part. Going up, it's a little more effort, and getting everything in perfect tune, I might have a professional look at it again, even if we end up doing the work ourselves, just to make sure everything's set up correctly.
Uh-huh. Experience that was not too bad.
No, it was an easy process overall, comparatively.
And your boat is in the yard now?
We are currently in the yard in Green Cove Springs, Florida.
Oh, okay. We know that place well. Many of our boaters use it as their mailing address.
Great place.
Do you have anything else you'd like to add about the experience, Nathan?
I guess if anybody's interested, I was able to look at all the bridge clearances and stuff between Chicago and Mobile. So if there's anything specific in terms of whether your boat will fit or not, I'd be happy to answer any questions there.
Oh, that's very, very nice of you. You have a blog, do you not?
Yes, if anybody wants to check it out, it's at www.chasing70.com, and we actually wrote quite a bit about our experience stepping and unstepping the mast there as well.
Great, that'll be a big help to us. Thank you. And now I'd like to introduce Roger Turner of Turner Marine Supply. Roger is a sponsor of AGLCA and comes to all of our fall rendezvous. They offer the service to our, well, not just our loopers, any boaters, of stepping and de-stepping the mast. Roger, why don't you tell us something about what Turner Marine typically does when they're stepping the mast?
Probably, I would say, the biggest thing we do during, well, let's just say when everybody gets down here, usually we average, I would say, somewhere between 6 to 9 masts for the Great Loop Association on itself. Once we get them unloaded, of course, we'll check them for any kind of damage during shipment, make sure they're all good. And once your loopers get here, we'll lay the mast out for them, let them do any amount of rigging they want, or we can rig them up for them. Before we get ready to step, generally the first thing we do is we look everything over, make sure, you know, all the shrouds are in good shape, make sure we've got no fittings, no questionable items, make sure everything looks good before she goes up. And then once that's said and done, all the wires are out of the way, we make sure it goes up nice and easy, we'll pick the mast up and set her on deck, help them tighten shrouds and make sure she's set and ready to go. And pretty much anything else they need us to do, we can check over, or we can do the full ring for.
Roger, I'm totally unfamiliar with this. We've never owned a sailboat. I think I've only been on a sailboat twice. The usual procedure is for the owner to have it, well, it's de-stepped someplace else, or the first thing they do is ship the mast to you, or it's still on their boat when they get to you?
90% of the time they'll ship it down to us because it's a lot easier to drive coming down the river than having, you know, an 8 to 10 foot overhang on both ends. Usually the mast is a lot longer than the boat, and it gets a little iffy coming into locks.
Do you have a company you work with, or is everybody kind of on their own to find a transportation company?
We've got several companies we work with, and there's several haulers as well that are pretty easy to find on the Internet.
Uh-huh.
usually what they try and do is get as many masks on there at one shot. Like I say, they got a pretty good discount, getting about anywhere between 6 to 8 masks. I think last year we had 10 masks.
Oh.
I mean, I think they were averaging somewhere around $400 a piece to ship.
So, okay, so it is much better if you can kind of group. I know on our discussion forum every year we usually have a couple postings about, you know, looking to ship my mask. Anybody want to interested in, you know, buddying up on that?
Definitely.
So if you do find other people to transport with you, it's around $400 you would estimate?
Yes, ma'am. Like I say, if they can get, you know, at least 6 on the truck,
uh-huh.
That spreads it way out, and like I say, the more masks you get on there, it gets a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Usually they can haul anywhere from 10 to 12 masks, so it's a lot easier on the customers and a lot easier on the pocketbooks.
Do they have to take special routes? I mean, these masks are huge. Are they regular, normal highway, or can they
most
go on the highways?
Most of the time they're normal highway. The only time they may have to get a longer permit because you have some masks that are, you know, 60 feet plus.
Sure.
And they'll want a special permit just to travel down a road, but they can run the highway. Yeah, no big deal.
Wow, it's interesting to me. I'd love to see something like that. I get nervous when there's log trucks behind us or in front of us. Time-wise, how long does it take to step the mask? Is it a matter of an hour or a half a day or...?
Usually, if everything's set up and ready to go, it can take anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour. If you get one that's a little more difficult, we might spend a total of an hour and a half on it. But it's, you know, we do somewhere between 75 to 100 a year. So we're pretty familiar with how everything goes and how to get it in there easy and get it up right.
And you have a special crew that does that?
Actually, it's all in-house. I have my own riggers. I do half of the mass stepping. I'd say probably 75% of the mass stepping, but I'm usually involved somewhere.
And how many people does it take?
I average 2. If it's a keel step, I'll take 3 people. Usually I'll have the owner and myself on the crane and one guy kind of help guiding it into the boat. And we usually turn around pretty quick.
Okay, great. We're going to break for a commercial for a minute, if you don't mind. Steve, are you ready?
Well, I'm ready.
Okay, I think Beth is going to
The Renaissance Vinoy St. Petersburg Resort and Golf Club is the only luxury St. Petersburg waterfront hotel that combines a private marina with all of the exceptional amenities of a world-class resort. Visitors can enjoy the newly renovated lounge-like lobby, library, cafe, resort shop, and expanded promenade bar. As a marina guest, you have access to an 18-hole championship golf course and 12-court tennis complex, 4 restaurants, a full-service spa, and a fitness center equipped for an exhilarating workout. They will even bring the resort's distinctive dining experience to you with a special menu for dockside dining on your boat. For more information or to make a reservation, visit www.vinoymarina.com or call 727-824-8022. Renaissance Vinoy Resort and Golf Club is a proud Commander sponsor of AGLCA.
Makes me want to go. For listeners out there, Vinoy is V as in Victor, I-N as in Nicholas, O-Y. Roger, let's go back to de-stepping the mask. Now, is that less complicated or more complicated?
It's about the same as stepping it. Biggest thing is, you know, make sure you got everything ready to go when we get ready to de-step the mast. We want to make sure if boom's off, sail's off, if they need to come off, make sure all our running rigging is attached to the mast and try and get all the cutter pins at least straightened, if not out. So once we attach to it, we can just loosen everything up, pop her off real quick, and we'll set it either on a yard or on the deck, depending on how they want to do it.
Okay, that's really, really impressive. I'd love to see that operation. Give us a rough idea, and I know every boat is different, but can you give us a rough idea of the cost involved in the whole process?
I can give you 2 rough ideas. Normally what we do in this is, with our loopers, a lot of them like to do most of the work themselves. Definitely. We're averaging, I think, about $250 to step the mast for them. And we'll step it. We'll go ahead and hook all the shrouds up and have it where they can do everything else themselves. I do have a few that are having us do a full re-rig, which basically we put all the rigging on the mast, get it set up, ready to go, and step it, tune it, put the boom on it, put the sails on it, hook up the mast wires, and it averages somewhere between $800 to $1,000.
So it's much more economical, obviously, to do as much as you can yourself.
Definitely, and we're one of the few marinas that we'll do as little as you want or as much as you want. That's
I was
going to
say, there's not many marinas that will allow you to go there and actually do the work yourself. Isn't that correct?
Yes, ma'am. There's a lot of marinas that have shut down. You used to be able to do your own sanding, your own bottom jobs, and everything else. We are still pretty much a do-it-yourself. Plus, we have a full-service repair facility, so we can do anything. And we've got the spot set up. We'll set everybody out. They can do their own bottoms. They can do their own painting. They can basically do whatever they need to do.
They want, yeah. And now, de-stepping the mast, that's another fee, correct?
It would be basically the same thing as stepping a mast.
Okay,
you
great.
Know, it's still about $250.
Now, when people are coming down the river, how much notice do they need to give you before for the work to get done?
Usually I prefer about 5 days. We've had guys that show up, you know, one day and say, look, I need my mast stepped, and usually I can squeeze them in within 2 days.
Uh-huh. Because I know with scheduling, we all know scheduling with a boat is almost impossible.
Almost impossible. And like I always tell the guys, I said, don't get in a hurry. I said, you know, it'll happen when it happens. You know, if you do run behind, no big deal. Try and give us as much notice as you can. Or if you're ahead of the game plan, just to give us fair warning, we'll try and have it set up for you.
Okay, great. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Roger, about the whole process?
I would say biggest thing is we've got so many customers that come through here. I've got several liverboards, and everybody's just as nice and friendly and helpful as it can be. As far as our mast steppings go and beach steppings, usually I work as well with the customers to kind of give them a hand and save them as much money as I can, because I know it's not cheap to boat anymore. It's getting more and more expensive. And we're here to help. I mean, that's the biggest thing. You know, we'll allow you to do your own and help you any way we can, you know, and save you as much money as possible.
As possible. Thank you. Do you have any questions of either Nathan or Roger?
No, I don't.
Well, then I guess we're going to have a little bit of a short show today, but it's been very interesting and very informative. Roger, stay well. Nathan, I hope you get your boat back soon, and everybody safe cruising. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.